Welcome to English for You 2 Weekly Listening Practice. Good Qualities 1.
What are the good qualities people have?
In my opinion, being punctual is one of the most important qualities. If you are late for an interview, a meeting, or work, then you say negative things about yourself. If you are punctual, then people will think that you are reliable too. They will trust you and it will be easier for you to get promoted at work. I like to be punctual. If I promise to meet someone at 5 p.m., for example, then you can be 100% sure that I will show up at exactly 5 o'clock, if not a little early. Should something come up unexpectedly, then I will give the person a call and tell them I'm running late.
My neighbor is extremely modest, despite the fact that he's rich. He never shows off. Although he could also afford to drive a Mercedes or a BMW, yet he chooses to drive a Ford. He could buy a mansion with 12 bedrooms, but he has a house with only 4 bedrooms. When he comes over to celebrate one of our birthdays, he hardly accepts anything we offer him. I respect him for these things so much that I vowed that if I achieve some great things in life, I would remain modest too.
I always try to be patient, and I don't enjoy being around other people who are not. There's no point in winding yourself up and making yourself nervous. In the end, you will realize it anyway, that it's absolutely unnecessary. I see people getting angry easily if there's a line at the cashier or in the post office and they have to wait. I take things easy. I don't get emotionally involved. I know that sooner or later, the line will move and it's going to be my turn. I use public transportation quite often, and most people start to get impatient when they can't find a seat. I think it's absolutely unnecessary. If you complain, you will only do harm to yourself. When I'm driving and get a red light, I wait patiently till it changes, although sometimes it seems like hours before it does. I am patient at work too. I don't like to rush or get flustered.
I am reliable. That's how I was brought up. If I promise something, I'll do it. You know, I'm a building contractor, and it's a must that you are reliable. If I wasn't reliable, I wouldn't have work. I know a person who is a building contractor, too, but he hardly has any jobs. He's managed to earn a bad reputation for himself because he cheated many of his customers. He asked for money from them up front, but then was late on the work, and the quality was bad as well. Some of his customers even took him to court.
One of my cousins is a very good-hearted person. If she receives a bar of chocolate, for example, she will share it with the other people around. Everyone will get an equal share. She owns a cafe in town, and whenever a family member or a close friend comes in, she'll treat them anything they want, for free, of course.
Someone who is generous helps others in need immediately. He doesn't wait until he's asked for help. I know a person in my town who is very generous. He is rich, of course, but not every rich person helps others. He donates lots of money to charities. He actually gives 50% of his income away through different aid programs. He would even give the shirt off his back to anyone in need. Our neighbor is extremely helpful. Whenever we need help, he is always there for us. When we ask him for something, he comes to our aid at once. Last month, for example, our car broke down on the highway. We called him, and he came to our rescue immediately and towed our car to a service center. When something goes wrong in the house, he comes over and fixes it right away. He doesn't expect anything in return. He does everything unselfishly. Our relationship is so good that even if there's some kind of a spiritual problem, we try to help each other.